Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio. I'm Mike Salmon alongside John Ray. And John, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing, Mike?
Good. We were counting up shows before we went on the air. We're up to like 55, 56 shows now. That's a lot of folks we've interviewed.
We are rolling. We've had a lot of great guests, and we've got a lot more coming, including the ones we've got today.
Yeah, three more today. We can just add them to the list.
Just keep going.
Three more folks that we're going to try to, you know, share their story and share the great work they're doing. Joining us here in the studio, Janelle Fitzpatrick from a company called Better Options, but the product we're going to talk about today is called the Stair Barrier. Also joining us in the show is Dan Linehan. He's with Atlanta Diamond Design, and Ashley Booth from our friends at Roswell Infinity.
Imagine that.
What a lineup.
You got it.
It's an all-star lineup. Like a Hall of Fame lineup today.
We've got it. It's a sparkling lineup.
There you go. Before we get started with our first guest, Janelle, I want to let you know that, of course, the show is brought to you by Ferritech. They've been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies, and they offer outstanding customer service. Ferritech offers a 100% guarantee on all of their products, so you know they stand behind their quality. For more information, visit them at ferritech.com. That's ferratech.com. And joining us now, our first guest is Janelle Fitzpatrick. The name of the company is called Better Options. The product, though, is the Stair Barrier. They manufacture, design, and sell patented safety gates for babies and for pets. And it's under the Stair Barrier brand. And Janelle, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, give us a broad overview of your company, Better Options, and the Stair Barrier.
Well, I'm a mom who had a need for a solution for my stairs. We had moved in to a new home about 10 years ago. I have a 12-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old son, and we were moving into this new house, and we had volute curved banisters, and there was not a gate that would work for our staircase. It's where the banister kind of curves and the spindles go around, and all gates require two flat surfaces. It was also located off the foyer, off the first thing you saw when you walked into my house. And the thought of putting the gates that I had with my daughter on those staircases made me kind of nauseous. And they wouldn't work. There was nothing that would work at the time. So I invented the product. We used it. It's their fabric safety gates with internal plastic struts that go internally. We have a banister-to-banister solution and a banister-to-wall solution. Come in 13 fabric options to blend with the decor of your home as opposed to detracting. And kids can't climb it. Most gates, I'm sure if you've had children, they typically try to climb the gates. Those bars truly say, hey, come climb me. The stairs are a natural attraction for children. So came up with a solution, patented it, and then kind of sat on it till about 3 years ago and made the choice to move on and see if I could do this and make it into a business.
So this is kind of like the Shark Tank. You found a need, and you saw there was a need, and you came up with an invention, a product to serve that need.
Yes.
But then, as you said there at the end of your answer, that you decided to make it into a business. What made you take that leap?
Well, I ran, before my daughter was born, I ran about a $12 million staffing company down in Atlanta. I was very sales-oriented, very management leader-oriented. And when she was born, I decided to come back and work at home and, do my own thing and get back to kind of recruiting. I was an executive recruiter for 19 years. But that honestly was not fulfilling enough. I missed running a business. I missed saying, okay, we're at A and we're going to get to Z and this is how we're going to do it, running a team. So that probably more than anything, I know that sounds weird, pushed me to say, okay, let me turn this into a business. I know I can do it. And we had used the prototypes in our house. And so we had used it for a solution for 7 years. People had prototypes in their house and it still wasn't out there. Just kind of had this, I actually had a friend over and she had invented a product and her husband had been going at it for about 10 years. she just hadn't given up. She was, you know, they had come through all these obstacles and just kept going. And it really motivated me. And my kids actually were there when we were talking about it. I said, well, I invented this. And I showed her. And she's like, that is the coolest thing I've seen. I could have used these. And my kids had no clue that I had invented the products that we were using in the house for 7 years. We were using them at this point for our dogs. You know, I kind of was just, okay, what am I teaching my kids if I don't go for this and I don't do this? And I love, like I said, running a business. So made the decision and started looking for manufacturing partners and sourcing materials and pulling it all together. And if I had a dollar for every time somebody said, what about Shark Tank? I would not ever have to worry about money at this point.
Well, just to defend myself a little bit there, we have a show at our other studio in Gwinnett, and Tiffany Krumans, who was one of the winners on the first ever Shark Tank, has a show with us.
It's pretty
prevalent with us at Business Radio X.
No, I love it. And I love the story. And I think it's very motivating for people. And it's a great part of our story. I mean, you know, I think a lot of people have great ideas and just, you know, don't go for it or have all the reasons why not to. And it's inspiring. It's inspiring for me to hear other people's stories and it's a good show.
We'll have to send you the link to the Tiffany Krumans show and you'll have to hear all about her.
So Janelle, I'm curious about your journey. Talk about some of the obstacles that you encountered and some of the challenges that went into it, because you sounds like you overcame a few issues, like market testing the product because you market tested among your friends.
Yeah.
But there, I'm sure there were some other challenges as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the biggest challenge initially was when you're talking to anyone about manufacturing a product, everyone's like, go overseas. Even when you do capital raises or you're trying to do anything, even before they know what your margins are or what your business looks like or how it's set up or what your labor costs are, it's just go. Why don't you go to China? Like, I got somebody I can introduce to you overseas. And, you know, my fabrics are milled by a 130-year-old fabric company out of Columbus, Georgia. My leather labels are made here in the States. My plastic struts are made out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. I guess a very stubborn streak in me was like, okay, well, everyone's going to tell me I can't do it here. I'm going to go and do it here. And but you have those obstacles. Outside of that, you know, everyone has reasons why you shouldn't do something. It's scary. You're putting all your eggs in one basket. I took my retirement accounts to start this and fund the business initially. You know, there's a lot of different pieces. I ran a staffing service-oriented business. That's pretty easy at the end of the day in comparison to running a manufacturing business. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons not to do it. And I just stayed focused on the fact that I had this need. I knew that I'm a mom. I'm a consumer. We do over 80% of the consuming. I felt like I was in touch with what people wanted and needed, and it was a solution that I knew it was out there. So,
I was going to ask about that transition from staffing, which is more of a people-oriented kind of business, right, to a nuts and bolts manufacturing business.
Yeah, running a P&L and running a service-oriented business is very low overhead. You know, manufacturing a product is very cash intensive. And so it's a totally different mindset. And when you're an entrepreneur, when you invent something, there's the IP that goes into it. You know, you got to start with the IP. You've got to then source, procure, you know, manufacture. You learn. I've learned more in the last 2.5, 3 years of doing this than I learned in 7.5 years of college. So
what's your achievement you're most proud of out of this whole journey?
We've been in business 2.5 years. We sell with Zulily, Wayfair, Babies R Us, Walmart, Nordstrom. We're the first gate that Nordstrom ever carried. And that just happened. They just put out a PR announcement, I think, 2 days ago. They've had other gates come to them, but we're the only gate they were interested in. And so that's been a huge achievement. I think seeing people. I was at a business conference, and one of the speakers, the keynotes on how to sell and exit a business, the speaker was out there, and we were at the cocktail party afterwards, and she came up to me, and she's like, you're the steer barrier, and I usually have better options, the name of the parent company on my name tags, and she's like, I love your product. She goes, she's from Ohio. This was here in Atlanta. And she's like, I own 4 of your products. She goes, I was at a luncheon, an attorney friend of mine who had an older child, had just baby-proofed her house, and she literally wrote the stair barrier, put it on a post, put it on my arm, and it's my favorite baby product ever. There's a show called Outdaughtered on TLC channel. It's about the Busbys. We've got 5 daughters that are under the age of 2. They bought our product, did not pitch it to them, did not sell it to them, they did not come after us. They just literally didn't have a gate that worked on the bottom of the stairs. They had a wall on one side and the volute curved on the other. And so we've been watching those girls grow. They're about 2 years old now, and we're on the show. You see our product in the background. I've never paid a dime to that family. And to see us grow with them and be a solution for them to keep their daughter safe has been really cool. And we've had, you know, other people. I think Steph Curry owns two of ours. We've made a couple of custom barriers for Tiki Barber. Jay Wow from the Jersey Shore has, I think, three of our gates. So it's cool. And just everyday people that send pictures in of their kids or their dogs being protected. That's I would say, the greatest satisfaction. Outside of, I've also built a great team. I've got a team across the country of people who've been in the business over 30 years. And the fact that they're with me and on my team has been an honor. And I couldn't do it without them.
Wow, great story. We're talking with Janelle Fitzpatrick with Better Options. And the big product we're talking about is the Stair Barrier. If you want to see what it's all about, go to thestairbarrier.com. If you're listening right now, you can open up another other tab and check out the website and actually look at the product. All these celebrities have, I mean, just a lot of neat stuff. 2.5 years. So where are you now as far as the size? And share whatever you want as far as the number. You mentioned employees all over the country. So, you know, the number of employees you're at, if you want to go into sales, whatever you want to share, which just can kind of give us an idea of how big has this become already in 2.5 years?
Well, we hit over, I mean, initially the first year, the first 6 months, it was direct to consumer. I thought I'd throw it up on a website and go blow up. We got picked up by Zulily that summer. And so the first year it was slow, but we had over 400% growth into 2016. We are in the seven digit numbers at this point. We're estimated to have probably triple digit, you know, revenue three times over this year. We are right now in contemplation. We have been invited to go into mass stores. And the biggest thing from consumer goods products that are going is, do you make the play to stay online or do you go into stores? There's obviously changes in margin. And so from a business modeling standpoint, we're at this crossroads of really making some important decisions on whether that's smart business. And that's where our consumers are. We've got a unique product, and I love the fact that we have all these different options that you can pick from fabrics. You can also personalize the product. So you can, you know, we're looking at fall being able to offer up college licensing. So when you walk in, you can say, hey, welcome to the Smith family, and you can see that they're a Georgia football family. So, you know, there's lots of things we want to do.
Lots of things you can't really do with a wooden gate.
Yes, yeah. And I actually sit on the committee that has the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the Juvenile Product Manufacturing Association, and the ASTM standards for gates and how they're tested. And there's a lot going on in that realm right now. So it's been very interesting because all gates are designed for two flat surfaces. We're the only gate designed for not two flat surfaces. And as you guys know, how many staircases and homes have two flat surfaces on either side? And we're right now, all those rules and regulations around gates have been voluntary. They're moving to be federally mandated for the first time. And so it's going to bring about some change for our industry, and it's exciting to be that new innovative product in a time of change.
Janelle, one of the things I think is great about your story is, you know, we live in a world where technology gets so much play, right?
Yeah.
Particularly tech startups here in the Alpharetta, in Atlanta area, yeah. Generally, and you're a baby gate or our pet gate, right? I mean, this is like low technology, but you've been very successful at it because you found a place to innovate. And
Have to explain it to everybody too.
Yeah.
All these new apps and everything. We know exactly what it is you're talking about.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, Atlanta is very IT, very tech, very healthcare focused. And, you know, we've done a little capital raising in our past. And the conversation is, I'm like, I have a tangible product and I have a sale and people want it and everybody gets it. And everybody's like, oh, I mean, when I walked into Digital Ignition, you guys are here, housed here as well. You know, everybody is IT focused and, you know, but everybody gets it. You know, there's always, everyone has a story for how they jerry-rigged this or they, you know, did this to their stairs or they ran to Lowe's and modified this. And our product, there's no drilling and it rolls neatly to the side and, you know, it's attractive. And so they're like, why didn't I think of this? Most people say, why didn't I think of this? Or why wasn't this around when my kids were born? And so, yeah, it's everyone's IT focused. And, you know, the cool thing is, too, is we're manufactured just 70 minutes north of here up in Cornelia by Helen, Georgia. My manufacturing partner has been there for 36 years. They've owned it 34 years. The plant manager has been there since she was in high school. So I get to drive up there. I get to see it being made, work with the people, touch the product, feel it. And, you know, it truly just has built this with some great partnerships. And yeah, we have a consumer good, hands-on manufacturing business in a very high-tech space. So.
Made in Georgia.
And made in Georgia.
I love it.
I feel like we could talk to you forever. So I'm going to ask you on the air and kind of put you on the spot, but I would love for you to one day to come to the Gwinnett studio, actually come on Tiffany's show, because she actually had a product too called Eva the Elephant, which she launched through the show that we talked about, Shark Tank and everything. And I think her helping share your story would be wonderful to put you two together. So I'm going to extend that invitation to you, and hopefully maybe one day we get you over to the Gwinnett studio.
Yeah, that would be great. Better Options was the play of the company with the Stereberry Mine. We're getting ready to launch a secondary product, the Gate Garment. And in the process, we've met a ton of people that fall within the cut and sew that are mom inventors that have, we also are made with sustainable materials, recycled water bottles. And so we've got these few themes of these different people being introduced. And so we would really love to take Better Options a step further and, you know, be a mom invented cut and sew manufactured in the USA company, and we've got about 5 or 6 products. So, you know, the more women we meet, the better the story, the more we learn, and that would be great.
All right. For those families that would like to get the product, of course, you said it's available in all those stores that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah. Well, it's available online and through all those. You can also go to thestairbarrier.com. We've got a very large social media presence. So we're at The Stair Barrier on Twitter. We have a Facebook page, Instagram feed as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations. Continued success. John and I, we're just going to grab your coattails and hang on for the journey.
Thank you.
Wish you the best. Janelle Fitzpatrick with Better Options and The Stair Barrier.
And Mike, as we heard, Janelle's company is based right here in Digital Ignition, where we are with Business Radio X. The Digital Ignition facility is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, and a great break room with an outdoor patio and all the fresh coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, give them a call today at 770-369-9321 or visit www.digitalignition.com.
You know, we found out before the show, our old location, Janelle was in the old location as well. She then moved here to Digital Ignition. We followed her, a month or two, maybe after you were here. I told her if she moves again and we follow her again, she might be a little worried.
We follow successful people, right, Mike? That's what we do.
Yeah. But after a while, it gets a little creepy. It's like, okay, I don't know about that. All right. Our next guest here joins us from Atlanta Diamond Design, Dan Linehan. Dan, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Give us a broad overview. What is Atlanta Diamond Design?
Atlanta Diamond Design is a family-owned jewelry store. More specifically, jewelry manufacturer. Like Janelle, our product is manufactured right here in USA, Johns Creek, Georgia. Family business goes back, actually has roots in the Holocaust, as the owner of Atlanta Diamond Design is Izzy Israeli. Great guy. He was trained by his father-in-law. He met his wife, Terry, back in Israel. They came back to the States to meet up with her father, who after World War II started a jewelry business in Cincinnati, Ohio. The story with him where he got into jewelry was back during the Holocaust. His family was killed. And Sam Stammer was forced to make jewelry for the Nazis' wives. He was forced to make counterfeit coins. There's a movie on Netflix. It's not streaming. It is available by DVD from Netflix about Sam Stammer's story called The Counterfeiters. So more detail of that heart-wrenching story can be found there. But the good side of it is, when they came back to the United States, Izzy and Terry opened a family jewelry store in Gwinnett, has since moved 16 years ago to Johns Creek. They have a second location in Cumming at Exit 13 at the Collection. So very successful as well. When Izzy began, it was an interesting process. Izzy's background is actually with cattle farming.
Cattle farming?
Cattle, yeah, absolutely. He has many disgusting stories about working in the stables. I'm sure he'll share with you if you ever decide to come by, but I'll leave that for him. In the meantime, he has family members working with him, his son Ami, is an incredible IT genius. He created our website, he takes care of all of our internal technology, our phone systems, et cetera. He's a Georgia Tech grad, very impressive guy to meet. Of course, I mentioned Izzy's wife, Terry. Terry takes care of most of the administrative, sort of the background, you know, ordering this, ordering that, returning things that Izzy and I order inappropriately. The mom of the shop, literally. So having the family there is great. And I'm not part of that family, not directly anyway. Maybe 6,000 years ago, there was a little crossover in the gene pool. But in the meantime, we enjoy that we do everything in-house except cut stones. So if we need an article of jewelry, a pendant or ring cast in platinum, we take care of that right there. We work with our hands. We work with microscopes. We work with modern technology in the way of computer-aided design, CAD-CAM, as it's known. But everything we do, we do with the idea that it's a piece of jewelry is going to express something to someone that's loved.
Well, I'm assuming then, you know, because you do so much of it in-house, that's what separates you from other jewelry retailers?
Absolutely. I make a distinction that a jewelry retailer literally is that. They sell jewelry. I'm not saying anything bad about that. I sell jewelry as well. What I do is I make jewelry that matches perfectly for the intent of the wearer and the person giving it to them.
Now, Dan, talk about what exactly is involved in the process of creating a piece of custom jewelry. What do you do? I mean, I walk in and I say, I'd like to create a nice piece of jewelry for my wife. What happens?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is ask you more about your wife, because that's what's going to matter. I want to know so much more than a transaction within the jewelry that normally takes place, where someone might choose an article of jewelry, talk about it, ring it up, and the relationship is over. When you come to me, and John, you and I have done business, and
we
you
have.
Know quite well, your wife and
you made my wife happy.
I do. That's an interesting catchphrase. I should use that.
I know.
I was about to come up with a joke about jewelry, right?
No, I'm stealing Dan's phrase. He likes to use that phrase, which I think is a great tagline.
What's that phrase?
He makes women happy.
I make women happy for a living.
For a living. So
It's printed on a mug, so it must be true. It's something I enjoy thoroughly. You know, and some have asked me, you know, Dan, hey, you know, your service is unbelievable. What's your methodology? Well, I'm going to let it out. I treat people the way I want my wife treated. It's that simple. I married my first girlfriend. I'm still in love. I fell in love with her probably a few hours ago again. High school sweethearts. It's a strong basis for what I do. Where's the love? And I help you show that. I help you say, I love you with a piece of jewelry, something that's a hard reminder over and over again. It's eternal.
Well, I think, Dan, the first part of what you said, I think really hit home is you're not, when somebody comes in and says, I'm looking for a piece of jewelry for my wife, you're not thinking about what you've got in inventory that you can sell. You're asking a question, hey, tell me about your wife, which I think is an really important distinction in your business.
Well, absolutely, John. The relationship starts, you know, with a soft introduction. Hi, what can I do for you? I want to know, how in love are you? I want to know, what is she wearing? How does she wear it? She's the one that matters. So I've often had the gentleman in the relationship come to me and say, well, I don't like this, I don't like that. And I quickly remind them in a very dad way, it's not about you, it's about her. And when we stay focused on that, we're often very successful right out of the gate, making the right piece of jewelry.
I think Dan keeps husbands out of trouble for a living, too.
I feel like there's a little therapy going on here as well.
It is. I think so.
Can people come in with existing jewelry, maybe something they've had in the family for a while? It's like, can you do something with this? Maybe change it around and have that conversation you've been talking about. But do you take existing jewelry as well and kind of add your magic?
Mike, that happens several times a day, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Someone comes to me, they've got a piece of jewelry that's either not relevant, not wearable, damaged possibly, inherited maybe with some bad karma attached. I can undo that. I can rearrange the stones in a way that's pleasing in a piece of jewelry. And often I remind the wearer of the jewelry, if it's not bringing you pleasure, let me do something that will make it happen.
One of the questions that kind of just pops in my mind is you're getting such unique pieces now, things that you probably can't find anywhere else. A lot of thoughts put into this. It's so different. Price-wise, how does it compare maybe to some jewelry retailers? Or is it, you know, you're looking in the same ballpark or?
Well, actually, Mike, the way I tell people is it's not a car, it's not a kitchen, but it is custom and it won't cost more. As a matter of fact, I've been compared to some of the existing comparable in the way of the materials used, craftsmanship, and the ultimate aesthetics of it. And it comes out that getting it perfect for me doesn't cost any more than it does going and buying it from a premier retailer.
Yeah. What about the future of the business? Where do you see the business? You talked about how it started and everything. Where do you see it going?
Well, with having experience in the big boxes, the big brand names, the jewelry industry is changing quickly. Over the last several years, it's decreased over 30%. That's the number of rooftops offering jewelry. Who's going to survive this? Well, perfection, manufacturing, or enough in your inventory that someone might find something close for the person they're looking to buy for.
Now, Dan, custom is, obviously a one-of-a-kind gift. You also offer antique jewelry as well when you find great pieces in all your work there. So talk a little bit about that, because that's one piece that I actually acquired there from your store for my wife.
Well, actually, John, what we do is we have estate buying, as we do often purchase diamonds from people that are looking to sell them. We look at estate pieces in a very unique way, that we want to know that the condition is still relevant and wearable. We want to know that it is, in fact, an estate piece, not a replica or something that's inspired by a certain period of time. And with the expertise that Izzy and I bring, we're able to determine that. And if any refreshing is needed, because we do everything, we can bring it back to its original luster and offer it for sale.
Now, you talked about, speaking of experience, you talked about Izzy's experience, quite a long and illustrious career he has in the jewelry industry, but you have one as well. So talk about yours.
Well, mine was broken up by a 21-year career in franchising, which I actually brought my family and I down to Georgia 13 years ago. A certain unnamed male duo out of Vermont, I worked for their franchising company, moved me down here 13 years ago. And after some health issues that I had, I went back to something that, as a matter of fact, my wife's family made part of my consciousness, which is diamonds. Her cousin used to sell diamonds out of the Diamond District. Educated me in diamonds, and I've never forgotten that. As a matter of fact, I've gone back and gotten more education, so I know more about diamonds than anyone should.
Wow. For those that would like to find out more, visit the location?
Oh, absolutely.
Where are you located?
Whether you call us or go to the website, I'm going to invite you in. Part of what I do is I show you where we do what we do. I can show you 24 karat gold, because we start our gold with pure gold. We alloy it ourselves. So I want to show you that, give more credibility to what we do. You can find us at atlantadiamond.com or give us a call, 770-751-9555.
But your brick and mortar location is on Old Alabama Road in Johns Creek.
Yeah, right at the end of Haynesbridge Road in the Kroger Shopping Center.
Great. All right. And the website, one last time, Dan.
atlantadiamond.com.
Easy enough. Dan Linehan with Atlanta Diamond Design, design consultant and manager. Thanks for joining us, Dan.
Thanks for having me.
And he's from Long Island, too, which is a good thing. Any plugs for Long Island?
And as I've kept the accent somewhat under wraps here, you've unleashed the beast.
Well, no, I'm proud of
so,
that.
Yeah, of a sudden, you've got a guy that sounds like Archie Bunker on the line here.
give us one Edith, and no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, jeez.
Thanks so much for joining us, Dan. Before we get to our third guest, who, by the way, is from Roswell Infinity. Well, sort of from Roswell Infinity. A couple other dealerships involved. We'll talk about that. But Roswell Infinity is, of course, the sponsor of our studio. We're in the Roswell Infinity studio, and Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. Did you know that?
In the country.
You knew that because you're on the show.
In the 50 states.
Of all the Infinity dealerships in the entire country, the United States of America, one of the originals.
You can't beat
Infinity
that.
Dealerships. Nope. They aim to provide top-notch customer service when it comes to their service. Among other things, they're dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whatever you're doing, whether you're purchasing or servicing your car. For more information, you can go check them out at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter. And joining us now from Roswell Infinity is Ashley Booth. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Now,
it's actually afternoon now.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's noon as we do this show live. And you kind of service, you work for Roswell Infinity, but also Subaru of Gwinnett and Infinity of Gwinnett. You're the service BDC director. What does that mean?
BDC stands for Business Development Center. It is where all the incoming calls come into the dealership to schedule service appointments.
So not all the calls, but the service calls.
Just the service calls, yes. sales is separate.
Okay.
So we also do outbound calls. If there's a recall on your vehicle or you're past due for maintenance, we will call you and kind of remind you that that needs to be taken care of.
Why doesn't each place just have its own service call center?
Well,
what are the benefits of having Ashley?
Well, the benefits of having a team dedicated to just scheduling service appointments is that they have a wide range of knowledge about the three stores. They know their schedules. They know the advisors. They know their schedules. So it kind of facilitates the process for the customer.
Helps it move it along. You don't have to wait for the service manager to get back to their desk. You're there at the phones the whole
right.
time.
You don't have to leave a voicemail and be called back. You can speak
during,
directly to someone.
During regular business hours?
Yes. We're open 7 to 7.
Okay.
So, Ashley, what I think I hear you saying implicitly here in what you do is you're really making the service department a lot more efficient in terms of being able to get the work done because they're not having to answer calls to give updates on what they're doing.
Right. That's the whole point, is to make it more efficient for the customer so they can get someone on the phone right when they need them in their busy schedule and get it taken care of.
And this, I think, says something, too, about all three dealerships and the, I guess, the underlying IT and service that's going on behind the scenes, because you're getting information on the car from the service tech, right? That's all online or whatever, however you do it. But the point is that you're keeping in contact with that service tech and that automobile, and so you know exactly what's going on at all times.
Right. So we can give the customer an update if their advisor is not sitting at their desk. We can say, you know, your car's going to be ready in an hour. You can head on over, or, you know, it's taking a little bit longer than we thought. Go ahead and keep that loaner until tomorrow morning, and someone will give you a call back in just a little bit with an update.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, we're going to give away a couple little secrets here, because we were joking before the show that, you know, we've done shows, or I've done shows in Gwinnett for 4.5 years. So sometimes I'll come on this show and go accidentally start saying Gwinnett. It's like, oh, no, this is the North Fulton show. And we were talking with Ashley and kind of joking. It's like, how do you know who's calling and what dealership they're calling for? And that's all kind of programmed. Talk about how that's programmed in the phone and kind of how you kind of get around the fact that you don't make that mistake like I make all the time.
So when a customer calls in, it actually shows on the display what dealership they originally called. So you know if they're calling for Infiniti of Gwinnett or Roswell Infiniti or Subaru. So one way that we kind of eliminated the problem of the girls not knowing or getting mixed up when they were answering a phone call, because there is quite a high call volume coming in. Mm-hmm. You might have calls back to back to back, and you can get tongue-tied. So we actually eliminated the thank you for calling Roswell Infiniti, and now we just say thank you for calling service. How can I help you?
So from now on, when we do this show, I'm just going to say, welcome to the show, and that'll be it. I won't identify who we're with.
Well, that way you won't
make my mistakes. That
you
make
got it.
Show.
You won't give anybody a mistake on what studio we're in, right?
Yeah. Now, Ashley, Is this common? Because a lot of dealers, you know, a lot of dealerships are owned, you know, there's families own multiple dealerships. In this case, there's three that you're kind of working for. But a lot of dealerships, it's not usually just one. Usually people own more than one. Is this kind of common for the service departments?
I think this situation in particular is pretty unique for this state. Lots of dealerships, most actually, have their own business development center. It's somewhat rare to have a family-owned dealership with multiple stores and one central location to do it in. But a BDC is not a new thing in the car world. Pretty much everyone has one.
I'm assuming that you probably have options to go to other places. What is it about this family and Roswell Infiniti that you enjoy working for this company?
In particular, this company, this obviously is not my first dealership that I've worked at. There are so many benefits. Mainly the GM, Casey Frames. She is a mom, like I am. She is insistent that you don't miss your kids' stuff, ever. I had been there for 2 weeks. It was right around Halloween time. And I have two children. And she came up there to the call center. It's actually in a separate building above the express department. And she said, you know, do your kids have Halloween parties this week? And it was like my second week working there. And I was like, well, yeah, they do. She's like, are you going? And I was like, well, no. I didn't want to ask off this early. And she's like, no, you need to go. You have to go. When are they? And I told her, and she actually remembered and asked me that morning, are you going to the parties? And I was like, yeah, I am. So in the car world, that is practically unheard of for someone to not only remember that you even have children, but to demand that you go to their events and not miss out.
Well, we know because we, you know, with our relationship with Roswell Infinity and also the Subaru dealership and the other dealerships in Gwinnett, that there have been employees that have worked for the company, for the family for 20 some odd years. I mean, they come, they never leave.
That's exactly right. And that was another thing that kind of drew me into them. I've worked at multiple dealerships. The turnover rate is incredibly high. You know,
and at other dealerships.
Yes. Yes, at other dealerships. And so, you know, when you start talking to people that are working there, you know, how long have you been here? Oh, I've been here for 15 years, 16 years. No one had been there less than 3 years. And that really spoke something to me, especially in an industry where you have a lot of choices of where you want to work. You kind of really have your pick of where you want to go. And someone staying somewhere for a long amount of time really means something.
Yeah, and I think what we've heard, Mike, from a lot of the folks from Roswell Infinity that have been in here is people drive a long way to get to work. I don't know about you, Ashley, but I know we've heard that from other of your colleagues at Roswell Infinity, and that says a lot, too, because yeah, there's a lot of employers between their home and where Roswell Infinity is that they could pick from. But I want to get back to this whole notion of how employees are treated. I mean, if you and the folks that work for you are on the phone with customers, it sure does help your frame of mind when you're talking to a customer to know, you know, you've got, you know, a great place to work, right? I mean, and that's a big deal. It's you're the voice of that business to that customer.
That's exactly right. And part of what makes the whole thing about it is that Casey accommodates all customers just like she does her employees. We provide loaner cars for every service. We don't expect even oil changes. We don't expect you to sit there with your three kids while they torture you and kill your phone. We provide a loaner car. We will come pick up your car, deliver you a loaner, and then come pick it up and re-deliver your car when it's done. So just the customer service focus is there as well.
You know, Mike, the other thing too about Casey is we know I booked the guest for the show, and I keep telling Casey, you need to come back on the show. And then she says, no, let me send somebody else, right?
She's always been that way.
She is so great about highlighting her people, just like bringing Ashley with us here today.
Now, once the show is posted up on the website, you have to let Casey know we basically spent the entire interview talking about her.
I think she'll like that.
And she'll have to listen. What's funny is I actually have a car that I purchased from the family dealership over in Gwinnett. So it's time for that $30,000 mile. I hope it's not a $30,000, you know, update or anything, but I got to have my maintenance and so forth. So you're, as the director, are you actually on the phones or do you just kind of oversee everybody else?
I actually do jump on the phones quite frequently.
So my time for my service, I may actually talk to you?
No, probably not. But
we
have six girls. And so okay, with the call volume of three stores, that pretty much covers it. If there's any overflow, they actually ring at my desk as well. It keeps me sharp and remember what to say, and I can actually coach the girls better because I'm doing it.
Can I request Ashley when I call?
You sure can.
Okay, so I might, you know, might be talking to
you. We'll see if you get through after this interview, right?
Yeah, no, I'm sure I'll get through. It won't be any problem. It's been, they do a great job of reminding you it's time for your maintenance and so forth and following up and getting it done. And they've given me loaner cars in the past. So everything Ashley says, I can vouch for.
That's absolutely right.
You're vouching for, you know.
I was vouching for Dan.
For Dan earlier, and I'm vouching for Ashley.
Yep.
And we got moms everywhere around the world and all these celebrities that are vouching for Janelle. So a lot of vouching going on today.
Everybody's vouched for except you and me.
A lot of testimonials.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, no one will do that. So.
Yep.
Ashley, let our listeners know, where is Roswell Infinity located, and how can they find out more information about the dealership?
We are on Alpharetta Highway right at Hembry Road. You can go to RoswellInfinity.com or give us a call at 770-625-8579.
Great. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. And tell everybody back at Roswell Infinity we say hello.
I will.
All right. I want to thank our guests, all of them. Ashley Booth, of course, from Roswell Infinity. Dan Linehan with Atlanta Diamond Design, and Janelle Fitzpatrick with Better Options and The Stair Barrier here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Mike, we've had a great show today.
We did. The hosts, I mean, despite the two hosts, it was a good job. It was a great show and a really good information. And a little bit of a theme of a mom theme going on with some moms here. And then, of course, someone that really services moms.
A mom theme and a customer service theme, right? So, yes. Yep.
You service moms with your jewelry, Dan. That's just making sure we're clear on that. Just
keep it clear.
Yeah, keeping it clear. And he talked about his wife, so everything's good.
He did. He
Everything's good. Quick reminder, you can listen to the show anytime you want, 24/7, by going to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. Actually, you can listen to any of our past shows by going to the website. Also, check us out on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all that good stuff. Savannah's doing a great job, I'm sure, tweeting stuff out from this show. Right, Savannah? She says. So be sure to check all that as well. Remember, we do all our shows live every Tuesday at 11:30 in the morning, but they're available there on the website anytime, 24/7. Let's do it again next week, John.
I look forward to it, Mike. Let's do it.
All right. For John and Savannah, who's doing our social media, our producer, Trey, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.